around that time we had our second child, Charlie. And when Charlie was, I guess he was about two, because Bella was in grade one, I believe, when I started staying at home. Charlie was about 2 years old, and I had been hearing all these people talking about this great program,
okay,
or this great series of programs,
right,
here at the Lillian Smith Library.
Okay.
And we're in walking distance, but the programs that we had been going to were at different libraries. But I was hearing all this talk about programs at the Lillian Smith Library and how they're amazing. And this is from other parents on the playground at school and just other people that we knew. So I ventured down here one day to, and I don't remember the name of the program, but it was Joanne Schwartz who was running it. And it completely changed my world. And why did it change my world? Well, it was probably the first thing that my son and I had done together outside of our circle of friends. It was kind of like, it was almost like going to school. We would come here every, whatever day it was,
right,
Tuesday or Thursday. And we would walk through the university campus, and that's a great walk. But Joanne's toddler time, or whatever it was called, was mind-blowing.
Right.
I got to mingle with other parents.
Right.
Charlie got to mingle with other kids that he didn't know.
Right.
I got to learn songs and hand games or lap games or whatever you call them. But more importantly, Joanne introduced us as parents, as new parents, whether it was our first child or our second child,
right,
or third, but as new parents, she introduced us to the world of books,
mm-hmm,
of children's books,
mm-hmm,
and not your run-of-the-mill children's books that you'd find on display in a store,
mm-hmm,
but children's literature.
Yes. She's so good at that.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's funny because I mean we've since become friends, and I don't know what she studied in university. I mean, she would have studied library sciences, but I don't know if she studied children's literature. I know she's an author, but she introduced us to this whole world,
right,
and so at the beginning of every class, she'd come down with a armful of books. And she would talk about different books and what it was that made those books work with kids and what it was that was special about those books. And I think probably 95% of them I had never heard of. I had never heard of the authors. And she would have them there for us to check out if we wanted to after the toddler time. And I started reading these things and I started exploring the whole world of children's literature. And I think that that greatly, greatly, greatly influenced the writer that I've since become.
Right.
I realized the potential in children's literature.
Right, right.
And she's a great reader herself,
yes,
to kids. And in seeing how she read books to kids and how she engaged kids with her style of reading, I learned from that. But it became something that I looked forward to doing with Charlie, that Charlie liked doing. And you always like, you know, as a parent, when there's something that you do that your kid really likes.
Yeah, yeah.
And after the toddler time, we would, you know, hang around a little bit, talk to the parents and such. But we'd come up to the children's section,
mm-hmm,
and hang out there. And, you know, they've got nice, comfortable chairs.
Mm-hmm.
So Charlie would often just, you know, situate himself in one of those chairs. And I would just look around at what there was. And sometimes Joanne would have read a book by a particular author, and then I would go and see what other books they had written. And, you know, I would go home with a stack of books. And during the course of the week, until the next toddler time, I would read these books for fun,
right,
to myself and sometimes to Charlie.
Right.
And I was doing it because I was so taken by it, but in retrospect, I realized that it was like an education for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't come here looking for any kind of an education. I came here looking for something to do with Charlie, following the advice of the neighborhood.
Right.
But it was great.
Yeah.
It was really, really great.